Daniel, that was a good word. And it's appropriate for the church. What we need to realize is that Joseph came through, and the promises that God gave to Joseph were kept by God because Joseph kept a relationship with God. He stayed true to the Lord. He stayed true to the promises of God. And God can give you promises, every one of you. But these promises are built on conditions. And the conditions are that we remain in relationship with Him. We fulfill the things that God says in our lives. And one of the great things is that forgiveness. Love one another as I have loved you. And as we do that, we shall see the promises of God coming to pass in our lives. God is not a God of time. We're here after 18 years. We know that God is not, He's not working to my watch. He's working to His time agenda. And that's the important thing that we realize. And the great thing that we need to remember is that it is about our personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ day by day. That's what keeps us. That's what maintains us. And then when we come together as a body of believers, we then come together, and together there is an anointing, there is such a power and such a flow of the Holy Spirit that will affect people's lives, that will change people's lives. And that great commission that Jesus said can then be fulfilled. Go. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go into Doncaster. Go into Intake and tell people about Jesus. Show people Jesus will be a better word, actually. Show people Jesus. When they see you, do they see Jesus? When they see you, do they sense the power of the Lord Jesus Christ? When they see you, do they encounter something of the power of the Holy Spirit? That is what we need to be. That's the place that we need to be. And when people see that, when people encounter that, they'll want more. They'll want to know what is it you have got that is different. Why have you got peace and I haven't? I've got peace because I know the Prince of Peace. I've got joy because I know who the joy giver is. Amen. And I'm going to finish off with just another part of a prayer in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 16. Well, verse 14. He says, "And for this reason I bow my knee before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name." Have you got His name? "That He would grant to you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be lifted up to all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly beyond all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." Amen. The Lord bless you, strengthen you, keep that relationship with Him. Stay strong with Jesus. You know, the devil's after your life. You know, God's got it. And as you let this word day by day work on you, strengthen you, He will bring you through. Amen. Praise the Lord.